Getting back to stage four disease, what about the issue of second line therapy? You must get a lot of questions about choosing it.
Yeah, not only choosing it, but timing it. You know, how do you follow patients that you've treated in the first line setting? We had a very interesting trial at ASCO this year, the trial that Panos Fidias presented about if you give four cycles, and their design was either to give immediate docetaxel or to give docetaxel per the standard of care, which is wait to the time of progression. Their ability to deliver second-line therapy was much higher in the immediate group than it was in the delayed group. We know if you let the natural history of this disease play out, things happen. And patients who are good treatment candidates become marginal or no treatment candidates based upon declining performance status, disease-related events, for instance, having a big pulmonary embolus and your performance status goes downhill and all that kind of stuff. So we know that second therapy works, but it can only work if you can get it in. So this raised in my mind post-ASCO about how do you follow patients after the 4 to 6 cycles? What do you institute second-line therapy for? I've traditionally been, I don't consider myself an over-tester. I don't do a lot of x-rays and CAT scans and stuff like that following patients. I do see them every 4 to 6 weeks. And I think you can tell a lot just by the patient's appetite, their pain level, their chest x-ray, those sort of the simple things. And I use CT sparingly. But I tend to think that obviously you're not going to benefit a patient with second-line therapy if they end up not being a good treatment candidate. So this trial also suggested that the time to disease progression was much better if you gave second-line therapy earlier. And there was a trend toward improved survival in this setting. You know, again, we know second-line therapy improves survival, but if you don't get it, you're not going to live longer.